It's Gruber time on the Michigan Talk Network.
Welcome to it on a Wednesday. Glad to have you here. You know, I let that song get fired up there because that song is the kind of thing that picks me up and makes me want to work and, you know, and drive fast and do things. And it occurs to me, the reason you do those is because you work hard and you've got some swagger, right? And you go to work and you get things done and you just get a little swagger. And I want to share with you a bit of a story because I wonder today, if one of the things that we've lost in America recently, not all of us, but what some of us have lost is pride. Maybe the biggest challenge we face going forward is taking pride in who we are as a nation and who we are as people. We're fed a steady diet of America's bad because there's racism, sexism, income inequality, xenophobia, misogynist. That America is something you should apologize for and be ashamed of. That is the message from one activist group after another these days. If you believe what is regurgitated in print, on television, and on many radio stations here in America, you'd learn that it's an unfair place that's been built on the backs of millions of exploited people that have been screwed at every turn by the man. After a while of getting these negative messages pounded down their throats day after day, it appears some among us may have just surrendered to the onslaught of darkness. Others just accept what they're told on the internet, and they mindlessly repeat those same ugly themes in an echo chamber of anti-American garbage on social media. Activists take aim at anyone that appears to have more anything than they do. Everybody's a victim, it seems. The problem is, it just isn't true, of course. Now, the reason I'm focused on this idea of pride, or the idea that many of us have lost our pride, is the pitiful state of our state. I drove to Saline last night to say goodbye to a good friend. As I wove my way along, Ivy and I drove along US 12 and US 127. And through that part of the state from Ann Arbor and Saline and those communities in that area. We were on main roads and secondary roads, and like I said, US 12 and US 127. What struck me was the overwhelming amount of absolute filth. There is so much garbage along our roads here in Michigan that I began to wonder if I was actually in Ohio. No, seriously. I mean, come on, people. This is deeply disturbing and totally unacceptable. It was like driving through after a tornado had struck the landfill. I mean, there was trash everywhere. At first, I thought it was going to be a small area. You know, I know there's a lot of trash around here. Then as I went on mile after mile, I realized we were actually all living in a pigsty. After what I looked at last night, it makes me think I should apologize to the pigs. Where is our pride? Why are all the roadsides all over Michigan covered with plastic pop bottles, beer bottles, whiskey bottles, grocery bags, car parts, fast food wrappers of every description, roadkill every 50 feet, tires, cans, junk bicycles, tin cans, beer cans, trash cans, and of course, the ubiquitous light plastic bags that are just about everywhere. When did everyone decide they would no longer clean up after themselves? I remember the old saying, your mom's not here, so pick up after yourself. Trust me, my mom would drop a dime on you hogs. It is time to show some pride. Take back our streets. Listen to me. Don't walk down the street or drive by in the car anymore as the piles of trash flutter in the wind. It's time to clean up. It's disgusting. I was shocked. It is disgusting. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves. How do we tell our kids about how great America is when they ride by in the school bus looking at landfills gone wild? I'm just very disappointed the way we're leaving things for everybody else to clean up. I think this attitude, by the way, is extending to our government as well. I mean, these people in Washington are closing in on a budget deal that will fail to fulfill all their promises, lots and lots of promises to the voters. Just another giant mess being left behind for others to clean up. That seems to be the general attitude based on the roads here in Michigan. They'll say anything to get elected, make promises they know that'll never be kept, and just like the garbage all over the roads and playgrounds and parks, they'll leave it for somebody else to deal with. Not my problem. You deal with it. We need to get our pride back. Because I, for one, am sick and tired of living in a pigsty. How about you? I mean, there's just garbage everywhere. How about some churches and schools and Boy Scout troops get together? How about you and your neighbors get together and start cleaning up a little bit? Take some pride in what we have here. This is America. This is America. But the places I was cruising last night, nice places for the most part, covered in garbage. It's time to clean up our act. It really is time to clean up our act. And it starts with me, and it starts with you. Take pride in what we have here, my friends. Take pride. 24 after on a Wednesday. 24 after on a Wednesday. If you'd like to clean up your water, the people to do that, Wolverine Water Systems here of Michigan. By the way, you have an opportunity right now to win a brand new water treatment system for your home worth up to $4,000. All you need to do, go to stevegruber.com. Stevegruber.com, the place to go. Click on the Wolverine Water button, get a free water test, and get entered into that contest where you may be the lucky winner of a brand new Wolverine water treatment system. It's a household system. Yeah, good stuff there. Wolverine statewide. Love them. Been here since 1947. I have a Wolverine system. I had it a long time before I was on the radio, too, my friends. They didn't buy me. I bought them long before. 25 after, it's the Steve Gruber Show.